This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Cam Robinson's another one. Morgan Moses is a name. Tyron Smith. I wouldn't go that direction either. These are all free agent names that are out there. But I would definitely do that or look for maybe swinging a trade. If people do business with you, that's the one thing too. You have to do business with the Chiefs. Albeit, I don't think it's as difficult as we think it is, because after all, you wouldn't have Mahomes if it wasn't for Buffalo. They schooled Buffalo and went down and got Trent McDuffie.
And Xavier Worthy.
They got Xavier Worthy because of Buffalo. It's really weird that some of the Chiefs' biggest hurdles and rivals to get to the Super Bowl helped the Chiefs out. Because where would the Chiefs be if they didn't have Mahomes? Buffalo can dance around all they want with MVP for Josh Allen and all this. They wouldn't have freaking Mahomes if it wasn't for them. And they've tried to console themselves and talk themselves into they made a good deal. They didn't. That was one of the worst deals in NFL history, the fact that they gave the Chiefs the 10th pick. And they really totally changed the perception of the AFC because of that deal. And as far as Orlando Brown, the Ravens at that point, you know, were an up-and-coming team, you know, doing their thing. Now they're back to it. They, you know, were lean there for a while, but now they came back, and they're one of the top teams last couple years in the AFC. But if it wasn't for Orlando Brown, the Chiefs had no left tackle options. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think it was possible. They swung a trade, got Orlando Brown. Not only that, they got picked 58 in the draft that turned into Nick Bolton. So they got a left tackle, and they got their leading tackler, Nick Bolton, through a trade with the Ravens. Would I expect something like that to happen? I don't know. I didn't expect that to happen in the first place, but then it did.
So you would rather them trade or sign somebody in free agency for the left tackle spot than okay. I'll ask it in this way. Would you rather the Chiefs sign or trade somebody for that left tackle spot, or compile your first, that additional third with the Titans, and maybe a future seventh or something to move up in the first round?
Yeah, if you do make a trade, it's going to cost you. You're not going to have your six picks. I think it'll be seven when the comp picks come out.
I think given the decisions they have to make, you'd rather sign the guy in free agency or make that trade.
I would go proven. Trade up. And the one thing is, you look at last year, the Chiefs were in a different situation because it's about the three-peat, right? Mm-hmm. It's about going all in, pushing all in, because you still have Kelce still and all this, but you push all in. Well, you know what? You still have Mahomes. That's the most important thing. You still got Chris Jones on defense. Now, maybe he could be packaged for left tackle. You don't know what situations, but left tackle is the biggest priority. I do it through free agency. I don't do it through the draft because I don't see that guy here unless it's going to be a development. Do you really want Patrick Mahomes to go through another development and not trusting his offensive line? I don't. Like Kingsley Suamatia quickly won the job in camp, right? It was Wanya Morrison quickly.
Yeah.
Boom. It was Kingsley. Wanya wasn't even active throughout the playoffs. Wasn't even active for the Super Bowl. They were hurting. I mean, that's how bad a situation it was that he wasn't even active. Like if something happened and Tooney couldn't do it, because they resisted the temptation to move Tooney at the left tackle. And it took everything. And it finally, like he did an okay job. But that's not his rightful position. That's not what he's good at. He's got short arms, and I know this is geeky, but again, 32 and a quarter inch arms. You say, what big deal? Well, yeah. Andy Reid's tackles have always been 34 and a quarter inch arms. That's 2 inches shorter. Mm-hmm. And that does make a difference on reach.
Oh, yeah.
Call it geeky. Oh, yeah. Call it the Drew and I are geeky and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
It is what it is, though. You're right.
That's 100% true. It's what they look for. It's the measurements they look for. And I get it. Sometimes, you know, weird things happen. Like Rand Liljim was seen as a short arm guy, ended up winning the Super Bowl with the Colts, came back to Chiefs, and was just fine. Sometimes it works. But you know what? He was on the interior. You're not on the exterior. But that's the key position. Patrick Mahomes needs that trust once again. And I don't know if I want to just groom somebody as a fan watching Mahomes once again worry about that left tackle position, but a proven guy. Because these edge rushers in the NFL are ridiculous. The way that they, you know, can get after the quarterback. I mean, it's a lot different than college football for these guys seeing the kind of talent they see at edge rusher in the NFL. Much different. I would rather get a proven guy at left tackle. That's my number one focus. Then through the draft, I'm still going wide receiver. I'm still high on that. If they want to swing a deal for a Cooper Kupp, something like that, 31 years old, I'm 100% for it. Because I want to build the offense. Because we assume things are going to be fine at receiver. Well, were they last year? When Rashee Rice got hurt at the beginning of the year for the year, and then Hollywood Brown basically missed the season, that's two of your big dogs you were counting on, a receiver gone. What's to say that doesn't happen again? It could happen again. Plus, we got Rice's suspension that's probably going to happen. So you still need wide receiver talent, especially if they lose D-Hop, which I expect them to do, not bring him back, and Hollywood Brown doesn't come back. Then what are you doing? You got Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, but then you're going to have to deal with Rashee Rice taking a suspension from the NFL.
Yeah,
fair or not fair, I mean, it's probably going to happen. It's just the way that the NFL works. So all of a sudden, you're going to be down a guy again. Give Patrick Mahomes weapons. And if Kelce does retire, you don't have that option to throw to either. Like, you don't have that number one option to throw it to at the tight end position. You got to do things much different. But they did things much different. Remember that Texans game? Only receivers caught a football. Xavier Worthy was the only wideout. Tight ends caught the ball, Gray and Kelce did, but Xavier Worthy was the only receiver to catch the football. That can't happen.
Yeah, they need to get another big-bodied guy. You know, they don't really have that. Like Rashee's a standard-size wide receiver. Xavier Worthy, skinnier, but he's able to go up and make plays. High point, fast, good route running. Obviously, Rashee's great at route running and all those other things. Not that they need like a Cortland Sutton, but it would be nice to get a bigger body wide receiver where you got the bigger target, you know, high point, kind of like a, not Cortland Sutton, I guess, but along those lines. You
it's
know,
the one thing they don't
find
have.
Find the guy to be opposite of.
MVS was like that because he was taller, lankier, and also a speed guy, 4.37. Again, where's the speed showing up? Like,
well, the one
Isaiah Pacheco can run a 4.37, but at the combine, that's what he did, but not right now, he can't. So, again, I'm going that, but I'm building up weapons. If you got Mahomes, you don't want to sit here in 10 years going, why didn't we get receivers? Why didn't we load things up? We had the best quarterback this franchise will ever have. Why didn't you give him what he needs to succeed? Why didn't you give him the tools he needed? You going to give an accountant a job without a calculator?
No.
Okay.
I've seen a couple mock drafts with Tatero and McMillan going like 15, 16, 17.
Oh, McMillan's going to go way before that.
I think he is too, but if he's available at 18, do you trade up to get him? Because he's 6'5".
He's 6'5".
And he's everything that we're talking about.
I'm curious about the 40 time, though. I heard it's good, but I want to see it at the combine.
His 40 time could kill his stock a little bit, you're saying.
No, well, I think he's actually very fast. So, I mean, if he's 4.45, something like that, that's fine. That's fine, but he can high point the football. That's the one thing they don't have.
4.65.
I wouldn't do it. I know Puka, what was Puka, like 4.57, something like that?
I don't remember.
But he was great in the gauntlet drill. He was number one in the gauntlet drill where he goes side by side.
Yeah, that certainly is going to be interesting, all of that stuff.
And by the way, Puka was the third fifth-round selection of the Rams. He was there. They had three fifth-round picks that year, and they got him with the third fifth-round pick, which is unbelievable.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. I'm gonna wait.